Also, we want to keep Prophetess Barbara Tucker in prayer. She asked us to keep in prayer. She is performing this evening, so let's keep her in prayer because she would normally be on the call, but because she's working tonight, she will not be able to be on with you. We want to lift her up because she is one of our prayer warriors. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do even in this hour and in this moment as we stand in unity and in faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that your will be done on this call. Father, we declare in your precious name, Lord, that this time that we are here and gathered in your name, it will be a time of miracles, a time of breakthrough, a time where your will be done. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare, Lord, that breakthroughs are showing up in our lives. We thank you, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare whatever we touch, it shall prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we also declare and affirm that we are the healed of the Lord. We are the prosperous of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural doors opening up for us. We thank you, Father God, for creativity that shall show up. Father, we thank you, Lord, for wisdom. We thank you for strength. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare your will in the lives of your people. We declare that all shall be well in the name of Jesus. Come on, people of God, let's begin to open up and pray as the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we love you. We adore you. We praise you tonight, Lord. We place no one or no thing before you. Bring us closer and closer, Father, to our first love. Back to that first love, Father. That secret place, Lord God. The place where we find rest in you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way as we consecrate this midnight cry to you tonight. As we set aside time to seek your face in the kingdom of God. You said as we seek first your kingdom, kingdom and your righteousness, you would add all things to us. Lord, I thank you for adding all things to us tonight, Lord. And as we wait on you, Father, you said you will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings like eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. And we thank you, Lord God. I pray for everyone on the line, Lord God, that's represented, Lord God. I pray that you touch every person, Lord God. I ask you to bless Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Deborah, Lord. Bless the family, Father God. Bless their grandchildren to 1,000 generations in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for Prophetess Barbara Tucker tonight. Bless her tonight, Lord God. Give her divine favor and open doors for her that no man can shut. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you, O God. Thank you, Your Highness, for all that you have done and doing in our life, O God. Thank you, O God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, O God. Thank you, God, for ordering our step, O God. Thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, O God. Thank you, God, for just leading us, and thank you for the breakthroughs, oh God, that you give us, oh God, and thank you for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. Thank you, God, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, oh God. Thank you, God, for opening doors, oh God. Thank you, God, for love and for keeping us, oh God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be highly favoring us, oh God. Thank you, God, for order, God, that you give us, oh God. And thank you, God, for helping us to become one, oh God. And thank you so much, God, for letting us be whole, complete, and divine, oh God. And thank you, God, for our leader, God. And thank you, God, for his wife. Thank you so much for what they are doing and globalizing the prophetic and just you giving them that wisdom and knowledge and understanding and helping them to lead us into the path that you will have us to go, oh God. Thank you for their children, God. Thank you for their grandchildren, of our children and grandchildren and family, God. Thank you for keeping our families that's out there, God, and just keeping them safe, oh God. Thank you for answering our prayers, oh God. Thank you for speaking to us, oh God. Thank you for giving us comfort, oh God. And every day, God, you just give us comfort and love and peace, oh God, that we will continue to move forward into what you will have us to do, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Holy Spirit, we thank you so much for your anointing, Lord. We thank you for your blessing that you give upon us, Lord. We thank you for the gifts bestowed upon us, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be present with you, Lord. We thank you so much for your understanding with our earthly behavior, Lord. Father, we thank you for just being who you are in our life, Lord. Father, we lift you up in praise and glory, Lord. We give you all the honors and praise, Lord. We thank you for just allowing you to be in manifest in our spirit, Lord. Father, we thank you so much for just allowing the Holy Spirit to show up in our life, Lord. Father, we thank you for our parents, our loved ones, our family members, Lord. We thank you for just allowing life to be flowing through us, Lord. We thank you for the colors you have given us, Lord. Thank you for the earth, the plants, the vegetables, everything we have in store in our body, Lord. We thank you for allowing 1,000 medicine in the air, Lord, that we breathe, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for just showing up in our presence, Lord. When we're in the weakest moments, Lord, you are there to support us, Lord. When we have doubt and fear, Lord, you are there to anchor us through, Lord. When we're going through things, Lord, you would just know when to send the right person, Lord, in our lives, Lord. We thank you for the leadership of this ministry, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you put upon them, Lord, the mandate of the prophetic upon them, Lord. We thank you for just allowing them to teach us and show us how to use the prophetic in our way, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for allowing them to be the vessel and the beacon of light that show us how to praise you and honor you, Lord. And we give you the glory and the praise, Lord. And we look forward, Lord, not only for the unbountiful blessing you have given us, Lord, and every promise you have given us, Lord, you know you will keep it, Lord. And we thank you so much for allowing your word to be shown upon us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the people who's driving our Archbishop right now, Lord, and making sure he's safe and the family members, Lord. We thank you for each and every one that have been sown into this ministry, Lord, and allowed this ministry to grow and become a vessel, Lord. Father, we thank you so much for allowing your spirit to show up. And Father, let me give you praise and glory in your precious mighty name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, for your anointing and your power that's present to heal your people on the line tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you loose the bands of wickedness and you undo heavy burdens. We thank you, Lord, that you allow the oppressed to go free and every yoke is destroyed because of your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, that you set us on high above all nations of the earth and all these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us. Hallelujah. And that you open unto us your good treasure, the heaven, and give rain unto the land in the season, and you bless the works of our hands. We give you glory, God, that we lend to many nations, and we shall not borrow. And you make us the head and not the tail, and you make us above only and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, that our light break forth as the morning, and our health spring forth speedily, and our righteousness go before us. We thank you, Lord, that you guide us continually, and you satisfy our soul in drought, and you make fat our bones, and we shall be like a well-watered garden, like the spring of water whose waters fail not. We thank you, Lord God, that we build old waste places and we raise up the foundations of many generations, and we are called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of paths to dwell in. We thank you, Lord, because we delight ourselves in you. You cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth, and you will feed us with the heritage of Jacob, our father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. We thank you, God, for your power and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for another midnight cry. Lord, we thank you, for you are God and you are God alone, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for blessing Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and their family. Cover them, Lord, with your grace and with your precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for opening up opportunities for us, dear Lord. Thank you for directing our path. And Lord, we thank you that you make a way where there seems to be no way. And Lord, we lift up prophetess Barbara Tucker, Father. We thank you for blessing her tonight, Lord, and keeping her. And Lord, we also continue to lift up the family, Lord God, that you keep them in perfect peace. Lord, we lift up the hurting, the wounded. Lord, touch them, dear Lord, and heal them. In Jesus' name, because you care. Lord, I thank you for the ones that do not know you. We thank you, Father God, that they will receive you, Lord, as Lord and Savior. And you give life and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you that you are making the crooked places straight with the families, Lord, and that the joy of the Lord is their strength. And Lord, we thank you that you, that our labor is not gone in vain, Lord. And I just thank you, Father God, for the love that you've imparted inside of us, Lord. And I just thank you that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek them. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your word, because your word is a sustaining power. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to be amongst this company of prophets, God. I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. And I thank you for my healing. And I thank you for the leadership, God, the Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah, and all of their family. I thank you for blessing them and giving them the vision to see into your kingdom, God, and to know what you require of all of us. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives and the lives of those who have an ear to hear, those who are on the line tonight, God. I ask you, Lord, even to look upon my family and to draw them closer and closer to you. We praise you, God. We love you and we thank you. We thank you for your many blessings. I ask you to look upon the prophets who might be ill tonight, God, and that you would bring healing to their bodies, and look upon their families, Prophet Bostic and Prophetess Elisa, I think that's her name, God, and look upon Prophetess Barbara and Prophetess Mascarene and her church, and every prophetess and prophet on the line tonight, God. I just thank you. I thank you for waking me up this morning, God, and giving me a mind to do what you told me to do, God. And I thank you, God, even for the opportunity to serve. I ask you to bring me completely out of stagnation and bring me into your kingdom, God. Bring me into the place that you would have me to be. And I thank you for all this company of prophets, God. And I just praise you. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next prophet, Taka Rabusha.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Father, for giving us another midnight cry. Father God, we thank you and we lift up your holy name, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you because there's no one like you, Father God. Father God, we thank you because we know that you are the Alpha and the Omega, Father God. Father God, we thank you now for lifting up even our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you now, Father God, that you've given us eyes to see and ears to hear, Father God, not just to hear, but to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Father God, right now, we thank you even for this hour for your company of prophets. Father God, right now, we want to thank you for all of your pastors, Father, all of your leaders, Father, that are shepherding your people. Father God, we ask that you continue to cover them, Father. Cover their hearts, Father God. Cover their minds, Father God. Father God, right now, we cancel any attack of the enemy, Father God, that is planning on attacking their life. Father God, we call it a lie now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up even our siblings, Father God. Father God, please touch our brothers, our sisters, Father God. Touch our parents, touch our grandparents, Father God. Father God, touch my grandparents. Father God, we thank you now for Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Pastor Mary Berrien, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father, as they continue to do your work and to do your will, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for a divine hedge of protection that you have over each and every one of our lives, Father God, even over our families' lives, Father God, even as they travel from point A to point B, Father God. We thank you for the divine covering. Father God, we thank you for dispatching your angels, Father God. Father God, dispatching angels of prosperity, angels of increase, Father God, for our situation. Father God, we speak increase now, Father God, in our job and our work opportunities. Father God, we speak increase now in new creative ideas and new business and entrepreneurship opportunities. Father God, we speak increase now in new possibilities, Father God, and new creative ideas and inventions, Father God. Father God, we speak increase now in philanthropic movements, Father God, and non-for-profits, Father God. Father God, we ask now that you begin to increase your people as you have already done and doing and will do. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we come before you humbly this morning, even now, Father God, with the opportunity to praise and lift your name on high, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for every life that's here on the line, even now, Father God. We thank you for our families, even now, Father God. We thank you for being the head of our lives, even now, Father God. Father, allow us to rest and dream and remember those dreams, Father God. Give us innovative ideas, even now, Father God. Those that are restless, allow them to rest easily this morning, Father God. Father, we thank you for divine peace and joy even now, Father God. Thank you for your wonder work and power even now, Father God. We thank you for ordering our steps in your will, Father God, and in your word, Father God. Father, allow a hedge of protection to be bestowed on our household even now, Father God. Cover our children as they come and as they go even now, Father God. Father, allow obedience to shine forth, Father. Let your word shine through them, Father God. Allow your agape love to flow through us even now, Father God. Father, allow the hearts of those that need to be touched even now, Father God. Father, touch our physical bodies and allow divine wholeness to overtake us even now, Father God. Father, touch those that are in need even now, those that are weary, those that are sick, those that are ill, Father God. Touch them even now and allow them to be made whole, Father God. Father, touch those that are confused. Allow clarity to come, Father God. Touch those, Father God, even now. Allow peace to reign strong even now, Father God. Father, we ask all of these things in your mighty, mighty name even now, Father God. I love you and I worship you even now. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. I thank you. Thank you for my life and thank you for this opportunity. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
And, Father God, we come to you with an open heart and an open mind, God. Father God, we thank you for all the things that you have been doing and continuing to keep doing in our lives, God. Father God, I ask that you cover each and every one on this call tonight, their household, God. Cover our children, that our children may have sweet dreams of you, God. Father God, I ask that you strengthen us in that time of need, God. For your word said that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, God, that strengthens me. And God, I thank you for the strength, and I know that I can be trusted to work in the kingdom. I know that I can be trusted to be an increase to others. I know that I can be trusted to bring love. Father God, I thank you for the life that you have given to each one of and to everyone on this call. Father God, I thank you for my husband. I thank you for our children, God. I ask that you cover in faith. I thank you, God, for the increase and the favor, God. I thank you, God, for the double favor and the double increase. I thank you, God, for the peace that you have given us. I thank you, God, for the life that you have. I thank you, God, for the greater strength. Father God, I thank you, God, that we are a new creation. I thank you, God, that we are strengthened by your spirit. I thank you, God, that we are rooted by your love, God. I thank you, God, for the increase that you have placed in our life, God. I thank you, God, that you have said and we are conquerors, God. I thank you, God, that we can overcome anything and any circumstances and situations that comes in our lives. I thank you, God, for that we can walk in love. I thank you, God, that we are able to fulfill your promises, God. I thank you, God, for everything that you continue to keep doing in our lives, God. Father God, you said that we are all healed, God, and that there's no sickness, God. And I thank you, God, for the healing that you have placed on this call, God. I thank you, God, for the richness, God, and the prosperity, God, for double prosperity and double increase, God, and double breakthrough and double victory, God. Well, I ask all these things in your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you right now for your presence. And Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to invade this call, to invade the houses of your people, Lord. Let there be a Holy Ghost explosion right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, right now, I thank you right now that you're going before us to make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace and your happiness. I thank you for health and success. Father God, I decree and declare prosperity. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you said that you would give us seed to sow and bread to eat. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you said that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You said that you will make us the head and not the tail. You put us on top and not beneath. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. You said that you would give us power to attain wealth. You also said that you would do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. You said that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you will be our peacemaker. Tear down every wall of partition right now in the name of Jesus. I call forth the spirit of Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our
peace right now. We thank you for peace invading in our life. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I call for Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer right now. Heal everybody right now in the name of Jesus. Touch every mind, God, in the name of Jesus. I call for Jehovah Jireh, God our provider right now. Provide every way right now in the name of Jesus. In every aspect of our life right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you will cause a Holy Ghost revival to begin to break all over the land right now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for divine protection over everyone under the sound of our voice, Lord. Let no hurt, harm of danger befall them or their homes, God, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your people right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over their cars, their homes, hallelujah, their schools, hallelujah, our colleges, God, all over America, God. Cover us in your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. Or our steps, God, in your word, God, order, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us decrease that you may increase in us, in the name of Jesus. And let us be a light that sit on the hill that cannot be hidden, God. God, as we lift you up, God, draw our men unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for my son, Cecil Smart. I decree and declare a miracle of his mind. I decree and declare a miracle in his heart right now, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in his life. Not my will, God, but your will, God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, right now, move in the life of our unsaved relative, God. Bring our Holy Ghost with power to us in the name of Jesus. You said the eyes of the Lord are, hallelujah, upon the righteous. Your ears are open unto their cry. And I thank you, Father God, as we cry out today, hear us, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan. God bless him, God. Bless him, God. We thank you for First Lady, Pastor, Prophet, and Devil Jordan. Bless her, God. Strengthen her, God. Lift her, God, in every way. In the name of Jesus, I pray for all their children right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I plead it over their children right now. Over right now, Mother, hallelujah, Prophetess Mary Jordan, Pastor, hallelujah, Mary Berry, I plead your blood in Jesus' name. And I pray for every prophet. God, prosper them. Prosper them now in the name of Jesus. And God, we'll be so careful to give you all the honor and the glory, knowing that it all goes to you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Oh, but the blood be there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we will bless your holy name, and we're going to give you thanks as we move forward in this day that you have made, Father. Father, we will move forth and we will give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks for all the blessings, for everything that you're going to cause to come in our path. And Father, I thank you, Lord, even as we move forth in this day, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that it shall be a day that we are decreeing as favor. Because, Father, we know that you're going to lead us and you're going to guide us, Father. Father, we thank you right now for safety and we thank you for protection. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for ordering our footsteps. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for everything that you're going to do in this day that we are in. And, Father, we thank you for our leaders, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every church, every pastor that's representing on this call today, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen us. Lord God, that you would just bring encouragement, that you would just bring healing and strength even unto the congregation, Father, and you would give them a vision, and you would provide the provision in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your will and for your purpose that's being worked on this call on tonight. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, that every household, that every individual that's represented on this call, Father, we pray that thy will be done, Father. Father, we pray for those that are depressed or oppressed that have lost their way, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would give them a mind to want to, Father, and we rebuke the hand of the enemy that's upon their lives so that they would know how to choose and what to choose rightfully. In
name of Jesus. Father, we lift your name up and we give you praise, Father, that even as we walk on this day that you have made, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that the blessing, your blessing, shall add and will not cause any sorrow. We thank you, Lord, that we're being connected to right people, Father, right connections that are showing up, Father. And, Father, we thank you for the breakthrough, and we thank you for the shift that you're causing things and situations to take place in our life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for every prayer, every utterance, every request that's been made on this call tonight. Father, we lift it up to you and we honor you with it, Father, because, Father, we know that you are leading and you are guiding us, and we will forever give your name the praise and the honor now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, family. Thank you, family. Thank you, family. Amen. 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 The prophet Naomi, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, and thank you so much
Amen.
For who you are and who you're being. I appreciate it. Amen. All right, people of God. Okay, right before we leave, just want to give a couple of announcements. Right before we leave, is there any announcements from any other company of prophets? Please announce it.
Yes, Amen. Prophet Jessica, I just wanted to announce tomorrow, well, later today, Pop Life Show, we will have a checkup from the neck up with Prophetess Cheryl. So you definitely want to tune in there. She has some great self-help type stuff that is always good at the end of the week to help us decompress.
Amen. 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 So definitely be there at that 12 noon. But before you get on to 12 noon, guess what? You can be right back here at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop, our Master Prophet, is going to be here, back here live at 9 a.m., all right, people of God? So be back here on this live conference call at 9 a.m. Invite a family, invite a friend, invite someone that is just sitting around. Just tell them, listen, get on this live conference call, because guess what? There's answers and there's true prophets of God right here and right now. Okay, amen. Don't forget about the book of the month. If you want to make sure you paid up for the month, please call the number 888-831-0434. We are coming down shortly to Prophecology, which is going to be July 7th to July 9th. Also, people of God, please check your email. There's prophetic instructions in your email that the Master Prophet, the Archbishop, has sent to us. So check your emails, okay? Check your emails and make sure you're responding to those emails, because you don't want to miss out. Amen. All right. If all hearts and minds are clear, I'm going to say good night, and we will see you back here at 11:55 p.m. or 9 a.m. or 12 noon. Good night and God bless. Love you all.